Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you have a nice day yesterday? You and the family get to play out in the snow at all or not?
Well, my oldest son, who is a firefighter, and his wife is an emergency room nurse, both got called into first responder duties. Mm-hmm. And I got notification from the power company. They lost power at their home yesterday morning. So that being said, they're on a water well. I had to go over there and drain the pipes before the water froze. So me playing in the snow was driving about 10 miles an hour down the road very carefully as I could to get to their house and drain water pipes in the freezing weather.
All right, let's get the frozen pipes because I'm getting texts from people, one in Slidell, one in St. Charles Parish, wanting to know if there's a problem. And look, I've lived here all my life, and I know how that scenario goes where you go to turn on the water and it doesn't work. And this happened to me on Saturday morning in Belchase. It happened to be because of a fire hydrant that was knocked over. So it had nothing to do with the weather, but my first thought was, wait a minute, it can't have frozen over. It's like 50 degrees, and it didn't. But I know that feeling is the point. When you turn the faucet on, you immediately hope that there's a problem with the main water systems. We're not hearing anything from any agency. So agencies, rather, or municipalities about problems with water distribution systems. So you take me from the get-go. What should people look for? What can they do as this freeze hopefully goes away a little bit at noon, but then comes back?
So here's the thing that you need to be very careful about is let's presume you have a pipe that's frozen, not allowing water to go through, whether it's an ice obstruction or it's completely froze over. We don't know if that pipe has a breach in it or not. And we're not going to know that until the water starts to flow. So it's very, very important that we are extremely diligent in paying attention, listening for water running or dripping, and also our eyes walk around checking. So as temperatures are coming up, I want you to carefully go outside, and I know there's ice out there, so be very careful with the black ice, and walk around your home and see if there's any water that's running or dripping that should not be. Do the same thing on the inside of your home, inside the bathroom cabinets, the kitchen cabinets, behind your washing machine, and in places where you wouldn't normally think to go look. And in the event that you do have a pipe that's frozen and you would like to take some proactive action, you need to be very, very careful on what materials and tools you use to remove and melt that ice. Let me tell you the things not to use. Do not use a blowtorch. Do not use a paint stripper. Do not use a any gun? Type of flame. Okay,
or heat gun. Like that's what a paint stripper is.
Heat gun.
Is. Yeah, okay,
that's a paint stripper. A heat gun. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you for clarification.
That's right.
But you can use a hair dryer, and when you do use a hair dryer, I want you to not keep that hair dryer focused on one hyper focus on one spot. I would like you to move it. I don't have hair, so I don't have this problem. But when you have hair, you're drying your hair, you don't keep the hair dryer in one spot. You move it front to back and up and down, right? So well, you would keep passing over the pipe.
I have my memories. I have my memories, Paul. But yes, I know what you're saying. You keep moving it all over the place.
You keep moving all over the place. Yeah. It's the same thing when you're defrosting a pipe, right? And while you're doing that, the hot and the cold faucet that you're working on that's not allowing water to come through, and it could be maybe just the hot side or the cold side, but it doesn't have to be both. You want to have those faucet valves open so that when water starts to defrost and starts to move through that pipe, it has a place for it to go. And also, as you're heating the water, you don't want to trap it in that pipe. So leave those faucets open while you're slowly and methodically with a blow dryer, hair dryer, to go ahead and dry and melt that ice. Now, that being said, as the water starts to run, it may be that it also gets blocked with a chunk of ice. Mm-hmm. That's okay, and that's probably to be expected. Just continue to let the water run over that ice, and it will melt it, and also continue to use your hair dryer, and it will melt it. And once that is removed, just remember tonight when it freezes again, that's that faucet or that particular device you want to trickle water through so it doesn't get frozen again tonight.
You got to be patient with that hair dryer, right? It's not a blowtorch, and it's not going to work right away.
It's not. It does take some time to do that. The reason we're not using any type of torch, because at that point, particularly if you're blowing into an opening where the pipe comes out of your wall, you're going to catch your house on fire. And this is something that happens and happens often. Listen, our first responders have their hands full right now. We don't need to be catching your house on fire because you're trying to defrost a pipe. Now, if that pipe starts to leak, meaning there is a breach, as it's got a burst in it, right? Know where your main water valve is for the home. And at that point, you have to turn off your main water and drain the rest of the pipes that are not frozen so that you can prevent future pipes from bursting.
Say that again one more time, because this is a radio and people can't rewind like YouTube, and I want them to understand exactly what it is you just told them.
So in the event you start to defrost that pipe and you realize, oh gosh, the pipe is broken, there's a breach in it, it's leaking water outside the pipe, you want to turn the main water valve for your house, the entire house water supply, off, and you want to drain the rest of your pipes from your house to prevent additional pipes from getting damaged with water that's in it. And it's going to freeze tonight. It's going to freeze again tomorrow. So you're trying to take a proactive step of, number one, not flooding your home because of a broken pipe. And number two, you're trying to reduce the amount of pipes from getting future damage that currently are okay.
When it comes to when the water comes on, and Dave Cohen brought this up, I think it's a good point.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
When if you do have a broken pipe, it's not going to resume as a trickle, right?
Well, initially, depending on how frozen the water is and where exactly what length of pipe is frozen, it certainly can start to trickle. But once it starts running, you can expect it to melt that ice, and it's going to be a flood of water coming out that pipe.
And everybody should know where the main valve is. For people that don't know, how do they find it?
If you know where your water meter is, which it may be covered with snow right now,
right.
So I'm hoping you know about where it is. You want to determine that from that water meter to the corner of your home or to the one of the sides of your house, the main water pipe is going to come up vertically on the outside face of your house, about knee-high down. You need to find that, and there should be a valve right there to turn the whole water off to your house. If there isn't, you can always go find your water meter, take the cover off, and take an adjustable plug and close the main valve at the water meter.
For people that are waking up and they're turning on the scenario that I described when we came on with, you know, they turn on a valve, they think automatically there's something wrong with the system. Explain what might have happened, or even though if they did have the water dripping, how the pipes could freeze, Paul, because I'm getting some people texting in. And look, it's human nature. I'm not criticizing, but you try to logic your way out of physics, and you can't do it, right?
Yes, yeah, so a couple things have happened there. Either your pipe or portion or segment of your pipe was not protected with insulation, which, keep in mind, insulation is only going to buy you a few degrees and a few hours of time. Mm-hmm. Even though your pipes are completely insulated with the amount, I mean, we were 12 degrees on the North Shore last night. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up this morning, it was 12 degrees. So I can tell you that at 12 degrees, even though your pipes are fully insulated, and if you were not running your water, there's a good chance your pipes were frozen. So the best thing to do is that once you remove that frozen ice and you get your pipes running again, both hot and cold, everywhere, interior and exterior of your house, all your faucets, then you want to drip run your water tonight. And you want to run the hot water. It's a fast drip. It's not a stream of water. It's not a gusher. It's really just a fast drip. I've done that at my house last night, and I haven't had any problems. Now, my house is split where I have water on the far left side of my house and water on the far right side of my house. So my water usage is not all clustered in one spot. It's separated. So I actually ran hot water, fast drip, at both the left-hand furthest faucet and the right-hand furthest faucet to make absolutely certain that we didn't get any frozen pipes. And that approach seems to work well. When I get up in the middle of the night, I drink a lot of water during the day, and I get up probably at least once or twice a night to go to the bathroom. I'm going to flush the toilet. I'm going to go reach down to the hot side of the bathtub in that bathroom or that vanity sink hot side. I'm going to open up that faucet full blast for the minute or so I'm in that bathroom. And even if that's not one of the faucets I chose to let do a fast trip, I'm going to run it anyway because I want to get some water running through my pipes. And like I said, I'll do that once or twice a night.
If you're getting up twice a night, you already got water running through your pipes. I couldn't resist it, Paul. Look, it was just out there. No, but that's a good point. If you got to go to the bathroom during the night, just reach over to the bathtub, run some water, hot and cold, for what, a couple of minutes?
Yeah, just a minute or two, or it's fine. Hey, can I move on to a different topic?
Please.
And this is a very different topic we're not used to here in the South, and that's the amount of snow that's sitting on our roof right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on the Scoot Show very briefly yesterday, and one of the questions was, do I need to be concerned about the weight of the snow on my roof? And the short answer was, yesterday, no, you don't, because it's light and it's powdery. But today, now that we have sunlight and we have warming temperatures, that powdery snow is going to start melting and it's going to start turning to ice. And wet snow or ice is 3.5 to 4.5 times heavier than powdered snow. So what I've been doing, even in the 15-degree weather I've been out in this morning, is I've been going around the outer perimeter of my home and removing the snow at the bottom 2 to 3 feet around the outer perimeter of my house. And also any snow that's in my gutters, I'm removing all the snow out of my gutters. Now, I have a single-story home. Let me be very, very clear here. I am not climbing on the roof. I'm standing on a ladder with a long handle reaching over to the edge of my roof and removing and dragging very carefully, not to damage my roof shingles, the snow off the edge of my roof. And I'm reaching in my gutters with gloves on, and I'm removing all the snow out of the gutter cans and out of the downspouts. Because when it starts, when that snow starts to melt, I want to have a clear path for it to go. And if you leave the snow there, if you don't remove it, what's going to happen is the snow at the very edge is going to get full of ice, full of ice, full of ice. And as the snow up the upper part of the roof starts to melt and it starts running down the slope of that pitch roof, it's going to collect all of the edge of your roof, and you're going to get an abundant amount of weight at the outer perimeter of your roof. And it's not just a weight problem. It also could be a water leak problem when that's when it starts to thaw tomorrow or the following day. So I'm being very proactive as much as I can. It's not a perfect thing. I'm just doing as much as I can where I can. And then after I remove it, I'm coming back with a leaf blower, and I'm blowing all the fine snow off the edge of my roof. And again, it's not perfect. It doesn't all come off. And I'm being very careful about that, too, because I don't want to damage my shingles with the leaf blower. So this is something I've never had to do before. I've read up on it, and this is what some of the folks do up north. You've probably seen those videos, Tommy, where they remove the snow off their roof and let it all slide down.
Right.
There's devices for that. I said, well, shucks. We had 7 inches of snow in the North Shore, in Covington at least. And that is a lot of snow. And I just want to be as proactive as I can to prevent future weight problems and also water leaks.
Two quick things. Having cleaned the gutters, when I had gutters that clogged with a leaf blower before, you want to make sure you blow in the right direction, not to damage the shingles. You want to blow in the direction the water runs off, right? And secondly, when you're talking about scraping off with the roof, you're talking about with a broom, not a shovel, right?
Not a shovel. Yeah. It's not anything that's going to damage the granulars that's on the top of the asphalt shingles.
Because the last thing you whirl and whirl you want to do is cause yourself more damage. Real quick before we let you go, somebody texted in about a new first-time homeowner sprinkler system underground. Thoughts on that?
Well, My parents have an irrigation sprinkler system, and everything is in the ground, and all the heads are recessed in the ground. I wasn't worried about that portion of the pipe, but where I was worried about is where the irrigation system connects to the water meter. Mm-hmm. Their pipe and their sprinkler control head is above ground, so I covered that, wrapped it with sheets, and then some additional insulation, and I put an ice chest on top of it. And weighted it down. So if you protected that portion of your sprinkler system, that should be fine. Because everything else in the ground should be okay. Our ground is not frozen. It has not been cold long enough or cold enough to make that happen.
Thank you, Paul. Very valuable information. I appreciate it. What's the website people can go to find out more?
LaGrangeConsulting.com.
Thank you, sir. Paul LaGrange, host of the Home and